The Honest Wargamer, an honest and independent show run by gamers for gamers. We bring you the latest in critical meta discussions, zany list tech, and deep dive discussions about the hobby as a whole. We are supported by our fantastic patrons and Twitch subscribers. If you'd like to support us and join the team, that would be awesome. Don't forget all you hydro homies, stay hydrated. Now get yourself comfy. Rob is now here for today's episode of Stream Streak.
Hello everyone, welcome to Honest Wargamer. I'm your host Rob, welcome to Stream Streak Day 215, I think. A day of just hobbying with Rob. So hello everyone, welcome to the show. I've got a set up this so it looks nice. What do you guys think? Today on the show, because I'm feeling pretty under the weather, we don't have a guest, and it's just going to be me hanging out, doing some painting, if that's okay with you guys. So don't expect an electric show. I'm just going to talk to the guys in the chat, because, and I haven't done it, like just chat to the chat show in a while, which I really enjoy doing. So I'm going to do that, and I might not be my usual boomer energy, if that's okay, guys. hello, everyone. I am painting up some custodies. So welcome, everyone, from the Twitch chat. Hello to everyone on the podcast, and thank you to everyone. You might want to skip this one, Podcast Bros. And hello to everyone who is... thank you to everyone. Thank you to everyone on the Honest Wargamer Patreon. Couldn't do it without you, so love you, support you. Thank you so much. Hey, Pete the Wargamer, I hope you're doing well. Oh, Pete the Wargamer's a proper dude. He does this properly, so don't look at me. Go watch Pete the Wargamer do this. You know, you guys know this isn't my bag, but check this out. I'm using a wet palette, right? That's true. If you guys haven't seen me paint before, sometimes I like to use Coca-Cola as my dipping sauce, as they say. And obviously, I go straight from the pot, but I'm doing it all different nowadays. So I've got a wet palette, which I used once with my friend Tom. So I'm trying this out. But I don't know if I did it right. I made the sponge wet, but the paper's dry. Is that right? I've got a mug here of water, but no can of Coca-Cola. I've decided against that. I know, right? Need a bit more water. Okay. Are you sure? Can you tell from there? Is the paper meant to be wet? That's my question. Did you dip them in the gold pot beforehand? Oh yeah, these are definitely did. I'm picking up some custodians. More on that in a moment as to why. Hi, Moon Tyranid. Need a little bit of water if the paper is dry. Oh, thanks. Thanks for the chat. It's like a live tutorial session, basically, with everyone who's a better hobbyist than me. Do you do it on the paper? I'm going to do it underneath the paper, just in case it's not. This is fun. There's more water. Put more water in, and I'm also going to drink some. Stay hydrated, everyone. The paper should be moist. Wait, it's in the computer. Listen, I'm just going to go my way. Listen, I'm making great strides. Okay? It's not the best, but I'm trying. Coca-Cola is an excellent for thinning paints and attracts ants to your models. Thank you, Unlimited Blame. I agree with that, absolutely. Add it to the sponge. Oh my god, there's so many life lessons here. Thanks, everyone. Now it's just floating. Anyway, whatever. You guys are helping me out, so I appreciate that. this is a reverse hobby stream. It is a reverse hobby stream. This is where someone learns hobby from everyone who's smarter than him in the chat. Okay, right. So let me take you through what I'm painting and why, shall we? I'm getting too excited. I'm getting very warm. Okay. So you guys might well see a Custodes Dreadnought underneath here, which I have previously painted up. And now, when I say I've painted him up, I sprayed him gold. I dry brushed him silver. And then I stuck a wash over it. And then I did a bit of blue. Right, so for me, this is what people do, don't they? You guys see this? Yeah, that's pretty painted. However, I'd like to maybe like do some additions. Maybe, I don't know what I'm gonna do. However, moist shudders. The reason that I'm painting up these custodians super quickly, as you know, I've got some orcs still to paint up. As well as loads of other stuff to paint up, like, Skaven and everything else. But I had a little bit of a think last night as I was waiting for Battlescribe to update, which it still hasn't done. I think everyone's waiting for Battlescribe to update so they can start building their armies. I know some people are using Excel spreadsheets, but I'm just not going to bother. Like, I want it to be easy for me or I'm not doing it. It's not much to ask. It's not demanding, and I'm super okay with it. like, that's fine. I need to get some finger johnnies like the pros. Well, the butt plug company make some new painting butt plugs, don't they? By the way, I was in the middle of a thought, but does anyone, and is anyone, okay with us now always just referring to them as the butt plug company? Because I feel like this is really appropriate. You know, they bung us up. Sometimes it's enjoyable, and sometimes it's uncomfortable. That's pretty much what I think of them. Hey to the propagation. Your custodians have too many clothes on. I agree. I agree with that. Absolutely. anyway, my point was, if you guys are okay with it, that I was thinking last night about playing 40k, generally, and what armies I'd like to play, and I've been enjoying my orcs, and then what other styles I'd like to play, and all that other jazz. And it kind of led me down a discussion point, which I think I'm going to have with Nick and Tom tomorrow on the 40k show, but I'll have with you guys again now, in that I might try, on purpose, to design army lists. So we're going to be doing Necron army lists tomorrow. So the one I might do is the lowest model count possible. You know, there's been a lot of conversation recently about Mega Gargants, and obviously for 40k for a long time there's been the discussion about Knights. I think one of the things that I'd like to maybe explore is just always playing low model count armies in an attempt to play a variety of armies, but as, you know, but without much hobby being required. Because as you can see, terrible hobby. Hello, everyone. At the minute, I have no interest in 40k still. Wow, Adult Games Workshop. And so, my thoughts are, is to try and make design armies that are limited. Like, so, the Space Marine book, I'm going to try and design a Dreadnought army. But, you know, effectively, just aiming for as low a model count army as is possible to make. And the reason behind that is so that I can just hobby it quicker, get it on the tabletop quicker. It's not this, like, daunting, because maybe like some of you guys may not be daunted, but I'm daunted. As you guys know, I like to play more than I like to paint. So the process of just getting the stuff done is actually a big deal to me. And so that's kind of my thought process. So every time a book comes out, I go, okay, what's like the smallest model count army I can kind of build out of this? As a way also to maybe get myself into the army as well. You know, like if I ended up with like a really low model count Necron army, I can expand into having a large model count army in the future, but I don't have to like sacrifice like my time. And then the new one comes out and I'm like, new book comes out, like say the Death Guard, for example. You know, like probably start with Morty, work back from there, and just end up with like a small number of dudes. Now, obviously, that's probably bad in-game, because obviously it's all about scoring objectives. But, you know, things like Terminators and maybe even, I mean, ATVs are fairly cheap, so probably not them. But I think you guys are getting my point. Have you guys got any thoughts about this? Xavier, I'm terrible at hobby too. Seraphon had too many skinks. Well, hold on. No, that's that question. Went for Beast of Chaos, the second army, fucked myself there. Yeah, you did. Nuns of Gun says you really fucked up picking orcs, but I'm not, because I've already got 90 boys done. I got 90 boys and 20 or so mech guns done. I have a bunch of orc stuff already done, so now it's just toys. Boys, then toys. And so boys are done, and so it's just adding toys. Problem is that I don't think most of the toys are really worth taking in orcs. Some are, some aren't. And I've got a Squiggoth, which the guys got me, which I'm super excited about, and some more, like, Boomdecker Snazwagons, etc., which are super fun to paint, but are also, like, very complicated models, which don't really have much effect in the game. Just take a custom Stomper and Orc army. So I've got an Orc, I've got a Stomper to paint. Yeah, that's fine. Low model count, high number of butt plug paint handles ratio. Couldn't agree with you more there. My Stomper Orcs are very low model count. They are. Stomp Dad says a Revenant Titan, 2,000 points. Probably you'll avoid that though. That's not. I don't mean just to go to the excessive extreme. I just mean like Custodes is obviously like the first jump off point for having that conversation. And then after that, Death Guard, I'll probably look at doing loads of Terminators and Morty. And then I might start looking at some of the other armies as well. Like Blood Angels, can I make a bunch of Terminators that are like you know, good? You know, stick on theme, make them combat-y and go have some fun with it. And then just explore each army like that super quick. And then have some sort of grounding in the army with some games under my belt and some armies I can pick up and play at any point. Also my hobby, perhaps, as a start. Do you know what I mean? Maybe. My hobbying has stalled due to illness. Jog PLC. Me too, bud. I did nothing yesterday. I did the show with you guys yesterday and I went home and I just sat on my sofa, made myself a stir fry, and then I did nothing all day. I felt like pure trash. So it's, I get you. Drank loads of water is what I did. So you're playing Trogs then, Rob. Then this is where you're going. Oh, for Age of Sigmar. For Age of Sigmar. It would be fun to explore this as well. This is a purely 40k thought. It's a purely 40k thought at the minute. Age of Sigmar, I tend to go the other way. I actually really enjoy painting hordes. Some people aren't into that, but like I love doing the Skaven Rats. I'm quite excited about. I don't overly love complex models, but anyway, yammering a lot. I mean, I guess I'm into yammer. That's kind of the point, right? Everyone has at least 5 met guns in their kitchen. Everyone does have at least 5 beer cozies available to them at any one time. Beat the Wargamer, I really need to make a conscious effort to try and cut down on how long I spend painting each model. I have lots of individual models, but less than 1,000 Death Guard painted. But Pete, you paint your models really nice. Like, that's the thing that you do. You paint really pretty models, and I think that that's a really valuable element. I never have. Like, this is a quite expensive model, truth be told, isn't it? The Forge World Dreadnought for Custodes. It's wicked, but I just spray brushed. I basically just sprayed it, dry brushed it, washed it, done. Like, I mean, it's a bit of a crime for how beautiful the model is. I guess I could always go back to it. Narrator, he was never going to go back to it. But it's playable. Like, it's playable. And, like, what more do I really need in myself? Like, you know, I could make it look nice at some point. I'm going to have the model for as long as I'm going to want to keep the model. And if I'm, like, so in love with the model that it needs that paint job, I'll go to it eventually. But I paint to get stuff done. Is what I do, so I can play. That's the idea. And I would like to play some 40k games with not my orcs, but I also would like to play with painted armies as well. That would be a big deal to me. So, and I've had, like, lockdown, what are we on now, gents? We're not sure. It's Stream Street Day 217, so we're 7 months into lockdown, semi-lockdown, slash working from home, slash not. I know some of you haven't worked from home. Some of you work in any sector that's important, like you work in a shop. That is genuinely important. You work in services like delivery or anything that's of value to society. I just sit at home and try and make you guys laugh. So, well, I'm not home at the office, but you know what I mean? So I know some of you haven't worked from home, but obviously I haven't been. I planned on being at, I don't know, dozens of events this year at this point. I've been to none. I mean, we built the Super Series Arena. I can't be too hard on myself, but we did some stuff. What's Age of Sigmar said? The weeks of crying into my paints was definitely enjoyable. I played 120 plus gits. Wow. What else is he saying here? 80 bone splitters, 60 guard, and Sinesh infinite depravity pool. No idea what Rob is on about. That's hardcore. Tyranid warrior nids. Okay, Tyranid warrior nids could be fun. I like that as well. I like the bulkier guys. Magnus and Scarab Occult. Thanks, Hellstorm Dan. That could be cool and would be super fun to play as well. You sound like you're trying to sell skirmish game. everything's a bit good if you're brave enough. Agreed. Hobby store because I still can't get an ironclad in America, says Gorka Morka. I'm really sorry about that. That can't be my friend Joe Pagano. I would love it if it was Joe Pagano. But yes, they're not sold there at the minute. 40k low model can work if you get OBSEC on them, so Necrons can work. I'm running SK Nightbringer, it works fine. Just on seeing them. Ooh, Custodes. I mean, don't worry, they're not going to be too fancy. I feel bad for you guys in lockdown. Australia has been very safe. Hey, Razor Wolf, I'm really glad for you, man. I'm glad for everyone. Everyone who's safe somewhere in the world. I just started Clan Pestilence, says Dan. Instantly regretted it. Almost died due to lack of ventilation from the airbrush. Dawn Riders killed my hobby mojo, says Gitly. Those are complex models. Pretty, though, but I always have been scared of painting horses. I don't know why. Can we also talk about the wet palette being really good for streamers? Because I can just yammer on for 5 minutes and paint hasn't dried up. So that's my review so far. My review so far is the paint is very wet and also arguably too thin. it looks like I might have to paint like two coats, which is just not cricket. Why can't they invent a paint that's one coat? That's with all the science that they've got. Just do that. This fucks me off, to be honest. Just fucking shut up, Duncan. Anyway, it's fine. It's called contrast, and I'm not doing that stuff. I don't like contrast. I like not because it's not a good paint, and all the pro painters tell me it's a good paint. I'm not criticizing contrast as a paint because I don't know enough about paint, as you guys know, to criticize it at all. It's a wash at the end of the day, no matter what else you say about it, and it performs like a wash. And I've done that before on armies, and then when I fuck it up, as I invariably do, I have to end up going back to it. And it's hard to recreate that effect over the top, or I thought it was. I know they've done repair videos, and I watched those as well, and I was a bit like, nah, not sold on that. And it's expensive. Like, it comes in those shit bottles, so fuck that. Like, I'm not doing anything that's not in dropper bottles anymore. Even I, as a terrible painter, is out on Games Workshop pots. I've got no dog in this race. Watch any snooker recently. I didn't watch any snooker recently. The snooker incident from yesterday will become that of legend. Contrast is a weird paint. It's easy to look bad, but passable, but it's hard to make it look good. Yeah, buddy, it is hard to make it look good. And also, I'm not the best. One of the things I'm going to experiment with, I'm going to tell you guys now, an experiment with is some like stipple brushing, kind of like, you know, dabbing brush paint sort of technique on. My plan, I watched a couple of them last night, is to watch a few more tutorials of people doing it, because basically I'd like to, you know, I think that's a really fun and most importantly quick paint technique that ends up with a pretty good, because as much as I say I hate it, I end up with a really cartoon paint style all the time. All my armies look really cartoony and like shit, and it's mainly just because it's block colours. So I would like to do like a better job, I think, on, I don't know which army I'll do. Like, I've already started this Custodes army, so I'm just going to carry on with how I've done it. I prefer Black Temper panel lines or marine armour over putting shade in there. Okay, I'm so confused. Are those gold orc boys? No Tywin in there. They're Le Custodes. So I've already got five. Oh my god, what are their name? Sagittarum. Oh, look at me. Look at me knowing. Sagittarum Custodes. Pretty chill for those guys. They look pretty sweet. I'm happy with them, and then I've got like 10 spear dudes and 10 shield dudes, so, and I've got 3 dreadnoughts, so if I just paint up these 6 bikes, I feel like I'll have enough of an army, and then I'll just go paint a couple of characters, and like, that's a Custodes army, right? I don't need to do anything else. And then after that, I'm going to keep exploring other armies to paint up super quick, and just be like, get them on the table, get them done! That's what I'm going to do, get them done! Stippling is one of the best and easiest ways of getting a really good colour gradient. David Soper uses it all the time for his Slayer Sword winning models. Oh, okay. Thanks very much. I'll check that out. David Soper. Hello, guys. This is Rob. Your Twitch notifications are saying Baldur's Gate. I don't know if it's just me. Is it? Thanks, Ampersandal. Appreciate that. Because I'm using Restream now, aren't I? Because I'm on other platforms. All right. Thank you very much. No wonder no one's tuned in. Dave Fraser says, Siege Studios Artist Opus did a good videos on stippling dry brushing to a high quality finish. Thanks very much. I'll go check those out. I appreciate that a lot, Dave. I don't know if this is going any faster. It's much easier to do this when I have a guest on and I can kind of half ignore him while I paint. I'm joking. That's just a me sense of humor joke, because obviously I don't, but... I'm sure if I already said it, but I love contrast over Zenithal Prime for spreading paint. I'm really happy about that. That's already a level above where I want to go in my life, if I'm honest. Look at that. 2 red boys done. I have, now that I've looked at my Custodes, realised that I should have dry brushed them first before I did the red. So I've fucked this up in a big way. So I'm going to go back to doing this. This red. I was joking, Gitly, I promise. Thank you very much, Scrinty Hugh. Has anyone got any questions in the chat? Anything they want to bring up for today? I know this isn't super exciting, but we've got Paint's so wet. I've got it on my fingers. I've got the wonderful Simon Hall from Australia coming on Friday to talk Cities of Sigmar, you lucky, lucky devils. So that's going to be super fun. And I am going to start booking in guests for next week for every day, which will be a nice time. I don't know if Pete the Walking is listening, but Pete could come on the show if you're still listening, bud. After a while, it's kind of like, well, have we not done everyone? But we haven't. So I'm going to book some guests in. Like I said, yesterday, just laid up. I didn't do nothing. Try not to go on my phone either, which was good for me. Like, I keep seeing people posting that they're going to take a hobby break from social media. And I'm so jealous because I'm like, well, I can't do that. Like, you can't ever take a day off. Rob, you should have Siri outload comments so I can keep painting. I don't plan on doing painting streams very often, as you guys are aware, because I suck at it, but I could. I'll sort that out for next time. That sounds really fun. But if we could not have Siri, I'd like Morgan Freeman's voice. I was going to do an impression there, but that's not going to work. Did you change some of your first impressions with the Sisters of Battletome? See, I keep reading Sisters of Battle. Does anyone else do that? Sons of Behemoth Battletome. No, I haven't changed my opinion at all. I know Vince is doing a show on it tonight with the Facehammer guys, and I think the Facehammer guys don't at least agree with my statements. So much so I got a retort video. How fancy am I? Vince, I'm not sure about Vince's thoughts. Like, there's been a lot of conversation in the chat, but I just don't see how they don't get their ass kicked like all day, every day. Like, everyone's like, oh, I can do loads of damage in one tribe. It's like, and I hold objectives in a different tribe. It's like, never the two mix. And then there's a lot of talking about objectives kicking, and I'm like, cool. Ask those squid players how they enjoy that random movement on an objective. So the answer is no. No. And if anything, everyone has pissed me off and I've become entrenched in my view, which is unlike me. I normally am like, do you know what? Fair enough. Good point. But they suck. Like, and it's also like, everyone keeps talking about the mech, like, how are you going to take 35 wounds off? I'm like, I'm not. I'm just going to kill all the fucking man crushes who got a 5-up save. And then I'll hold all the other objectives. You can stand there with your 2 mega gargants all day doing no damage. It's really easy. Like, it's not a problem I can't solve super quick. Do you think the 40k app team were moved into the painting handle project and that's why the app is more of a pain in the ass than the butt plugs? Yes, Gilly. Yeah, so can we talk about the fact that the gargants being updated, the app hasn't, even though it's 4 war scrolls, the app has not been updated with the gargants or the mega gargants because they're too busy on the 40k app, which they still haven't got right. Is anyone part of that? The question is, when you do a paint stream, MJ Pegasus asked, anyone know how contrast performs over larger models like vehicles? Don't want to get a load of it if it's rubbish. See, I can't answer any of those questions because I'm not a painter. I just be like, spray it one color, MJ. Just pick out some detail with another color. Like, one color spray and lead belcher. How can you not paint an army with that of tanks? You're basically done. It's hard thinking what the third color's going to be in my world. So we need my thoughts on the sexy paint handle. Okay. We'll quickly throw the, like, realistic, like, douse water on flames review very quick. Why did they need to change it? They obviously didn't. They just want to get you all the people who nerded out and bought the first one to buy the second one. Sold. Done. That's out the way. Okay. Innovation for no sake. Let's get that out there. Right. Follow up. Looks like a butt plug. And they're advertising it. And how they can't, I mean, they can see that. How they're not, I don't know how they're dealing with it, let's be honest. Also, the snooker thing almost killed me trying not to laugh last night. I listened to go to sleep and my wife would not have a joy of working off. Pete and Val are great. Like, I would like to. So, let's talk about the shows real quick, because this is fun. So the shows have ended up like in a really good place, which I'm really, really happy about. I know I spoke yesterday about the numbers, but I've just been being a baby because I just didn't want to. I just don't want to do a shit job. I just don't want you guys being like, "Oh, you did a shit job," and not listen, which is fair. But I think the shows are slowly becoming and I'm talking about all of the shows, really just the other members of the show, plus Rob. I would like to fill out the week. So Owen and me are now always going to do Monday, if Owen's available, because he does have work. But we're going to do Monday, we're going to do tournament results. So that's fun, and I'm looking forward to that show improving and growing and adapting. Val and Pete have said that they're in doing the 40K Adjacent show for as long as, which is great, so that's super fun. But then, obviously, like, Monday has got the wonderful Nathan Prescott, James and Dan. And so those guys are like, you know, I'm just there, and those guys are bringing their fire and their passion, which is great. And then same on Thursday, like, Tom and Nick, like, they're very different, but they're also both brilliant, which is nice. It's like fire and ice. That's what I like to call them. I often think of them as the ice skating couple from that ice skating film with Will Ferrell. That's what I think of them as. But yeah, like, and it's great having them, like, on the show as well. So oftentimes, like, it would be nice to fill out the rest of the week where maybe it's a bit more regular. Also for you guys as well. So, like, you know, Wednesday is going to be, maybe Wednesday we'll just do a paint one every Wednesday. And you can be like, I'm fucking not listening to Wednesday. And then Thursday, you know, I'd like to do an interview day. Like, when we were organizing, like, an interview every day, that was super fucking hard. That was super hard. So I'd like to get back to, but I would like to get back to doing some interviews. So maybe there could just be one interview day a week, or maybe two interview days a week. And we can drag it out, because it doesn't look like Rona's going anywhere. We're about to go into Nottingham, which is where I'm based, is about to go into level one lockdown. So all the cafes are going to be closed as well, which is actually quite sad, because I was having a bit of a tough time during, like, true lockdown, because I was just going between the office and home, between the office and home. And then when the cafes opened, just being able to sit outside at the cafe was like, I mean, I don't ask for much in life. Don't need anywhere fancy, don't need a Mercedes or nothing like that, but just being able to sit outside a cafe with a coffee and read a book is pretty much perfection in my life. Perfektionsschlag. And if that goes away, that's going to suck, especially with it being quite cold out. So the likelihood... Does anyone, by the way, dry their brush on their jeans? Is this a thing? Because this is my thing. I just... It's what I do. I don't know how else to change you. Also, if you ignore their rules and play them how they should have been written, they're good, says Dave. Dave, I love you tons, babe. Gargants are basically an army of pitch invaders. They run on the field with barely any clothes on, kick some things, and then are quickly taken out by security. 35 wounds sounds more than it actually is. Baby, that's from Arcus on YouTube. Listen, I understand what you're saying, but I also understand what I'm talking about. Like, when I talk about a unit, I know what 35 wounds on a 4-up save is. Like, I get it. I get it, yeah? But it's not 35 wounds on a 4-up save, is it? It's 36 wounds specifically on a 5-up save, which means they're really on a 6-up save against anything with threat, which means they're only saving 1 in 6, and that really skews the numbers. Like, if you want to do some, like, I could go get some big maths for you, but it's them gargants that are the weak part with the mega gargants. That's why the mega gargants need damage, because... Doesn't matter. I'll go on about it today. Serious question, why the fuck are Ineth the only allies for Lumineth when Teclis tries to put them in the bin? I don't know, to be honest. I'm excited about the Elven Civil War. Not that I think that there is one, or that I know that there will be one. I just think... like, I'll take 30 Longbeards over a Mega Gargan any day. Arcus, I agree with you, absolutely. What was I going to say? Yeah, I don't rate... I think that would be really fun to explore. I also I like what they're doing with the races. Like, I think it's a cool thing. I think that there's a variety of dwarves now. It's not just one massive orc book. There's a variety of dwarves. There's a variety of elves. And I'm hoping all of the other battle tomes see that same love. Like, I love that there's Sylvaneth. What's the other tree, like, you know, like, you've got Dreitcher. I wouldn't mind Dreitcher splitting off, making her own Dreitcher book, like being Spooky Woods book. That would be super awesome. I hope the general philosophy of what they're doing is mixing it up, is what I'm trying to say. I would like taking the different races and then just, like, re-envisioning them with different kind of, like, you know, flavors. I think that'd be the one. I've missed a load of... Oh my God, I've missed so many messages. I'm so sorry, everyone. I'm so sorry. um to Rend 1 will lift 36 wounds of Baby Giants. 43 wounds at Rend 1 will lift 36 wounds of Baby Giants. That's very doable. It's super, super, super doable. Is that Stephen AOS? Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it's very doable. Hey, Freaks and Deeks, hope you're well. Thanks, everyone, for joining me live as I tried to paint. I missed loads of stuff. Rona is all gone. Going to end in tears anyway. Try on the jeans, then look the brush. Rob, complete the ritual. Is that the thing? Does anyone else do that? Painting tutorial by Rob. I got a wet palette, Chris. Chris, I got a wet palette. Whatever, you guys. No, I don't think any of you care. I'm excited. I'm just trying to do a better job, generally. I can't just keep being the, like, truly shit painter at Warhammer. It's getting embarrassing at this stage. Like, so... I don't think I'm never going to try and paint something nice, but I'm at least going to do it clean and neat. That's the idea. I missed loads of your messages, so many that I can't be asked to scroll up. I know that's rude. No, I got an actual wet palette. I got one for my birthday. Someone got me one for my birthday because they said I was terrible at painting and I need to paint better. So that's nice of them. Thank you very much. It's an Army Painter one, if anyone's interested. I know, ignoring my recent helping of them, in no way am I endorsed by them or support them. No, I do support them. I support everyone. It's one of those, anyway. One of those. I don't know if it's a good one. I don't know if it's a bad one. But someone got it me, so I'm not looking a gift horse in the mouth. And I'm just going to keep painting. There we go. I settled for just more interest in Sylvaneth book. They're my favourite models, but they basically just sit there if you can't. Yes. Yes. Sylvaneth book. I would at least amend. Would I amend? I can, do you know what, I can give them, can I say that I can give them, I cut them some slack on the Sylvaneth book, and maybe that's because it's longer, it's a long while since the Sylvaneth book came out, but like when I was talking with, was it Owen? No, not Owen, I think I was talking with Nathan I was talking to the guys on the Monday show. The Sylvaneth book, when it came out, was not very good. It's terrible, but they redesigned the army from how it initially worked. So I kind of see it as like a version one of the book, because how the army worked previously was a one-drop battalion of your favorite flavor, off you go, right? Which was cool, right? But it was it? I don't think it pigeonholed you into playing a certain way. It pigeonholed you into playing like one of four ways, which all of them were cool. All of them were cool and were different to each other, which was also cool. It's probably one of the most diversely viable books. You could play Dreadwood, like that was genuinely good. Like Winterleaf was genuinely good. There were even people running around with Lords of the Lodge, not Lords of the Lodge. What's the casting one? Oh, come on, Heartwood? No, Oakenbrow? Not Oakenbrow. Anyway, those guys. It was good, right? But yeah, like I'm at least going to cut them some slack because I feel like they didn't know what to do with the book. And then they've tried something, like, they had to move away from it just being a one-drop battalion, okay? Because it wasn't game-breaking, but I guess it could probably create, like, an MPE for people who didn't have access to doing something like that. So that's an issue. I can kind of give them some slack to just be like, well, you know, they fucked it up, but at least now that they know that they fucked it up, and then they can try a little bit harder and understand it. Because it's not points. It just doesn't work well as an army. You know, like, they did a great job with the Cities book, making different units play different ways. And then they just fluffed it. They just fluffed it. I mean, I'm quite impressed, actually, with the Lumineth Realm Lords book, in the way Eumetrica and the mountain element, like the not Venari side of the book works. I actually think like they've given it at least two flavors, and I think that that's cool. I think that's really cool. I think like for a very small book, I think that that's at least fun, which is something I think that the Carrion Overlords book lacks. Not that you can't play it in loads of different ways, don't get me wrong. I just feel like that there should be like, you know, like maybe like an infantry version and a boat version, and at the minute it's just like all the stuff in one go. It's just, they're like, I think they did quite well with the Lumineth book, ignoring Texas as well. Gnarl Root. Thank you, Owen. Gnarl Root. But it, like, you know, I'm not saying Sylvaneth book's good. It's a travesty. Our friend Alpha struck KO player with a 6-sword Colonel, 6 Scythe Hunters, and Durthu almost tabled him turn 1 because half the army was on the clad. Wow. I can't wait to get playing properly, says Lee Taylor over on Facebook. Since all the lockdown stuff happened, I managed to get 12,000 points of Skaven painted. Wow. Wow, that's pretty good. Alarith. Thank you, Levinsky. Alarith versus Venaria. So Sylvan Book was good change because it removed an MPA. Gargant's Book is bad because it guarantees an MPA for the Gargant's players. I don't know. All the Gargant's players seem really happy. I don't want to play the Gargant, so I don't want to speak for them at this stage. I feel like I've done my review, especially in a competitive setting. And I feel like, fun-wise, it doesn't tick that. I don't want to spoil Vince's review tonight, so because I was having a chat with him yesterday. He dropped me a message. And so there's elements that he likes about the fun side of it. It just doesn't seem to make any sense to me. The conversation between like big clubs versus little clubs, I think, is dumb. They're big. They should be doing big damage. Like, it's super weird. Or a big shout-out to Peter Atkinson. So Plastic Crack. So Plastic spelt Plastic, obviously, then Crack is C-R-A-I-C. Plastic Crack's blog. He's done an amazing job on the Sons of Behemoth stuff. And I'm super impressed. Like, really, really good job. I really liked it. And, yeah, just phenomenal job. And he wrote yesterday something I completely missed in the review. Something I completely missed. Why they didn't have optional types of swings, right? Why they don't have, like, 10 attacks at damage, still damage 3. Just going to never change my mind on that. And then, like, 4 attacks that are damage 10, 15, or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, big smash, little smash. Why they don't have that? 2 optionals. Like, and they have it with other guns. Like, the guns on the KO boats, they have, like, spread shot, little shot. Obviously, they just stole that off the 40k guys. And Arcus makes the point which I feel we, at least on the Honest Wargamer, hold Games Workshop to as a standard. A triple A game developer with decades of rule writing experience, which is Games Workshop, by the way, should be held to a higher standard, to be honest. They should be held to a super high standard. Gavin Woodrow, Brizhammer, yeah. Can we just talk about the fact that I am wearing a Brizhammer t-shirt right now? Go the Briz. Just want to say that. Anti-horde and anti-character swing. Well, all damage carries over, right? So, like, it's a bit like the feet stomp that you get on Imperial Knights. Which, again, Imperial Knights have 2 options, where they can feet stomp or they can attack with their big weapon. But, the damage will carry over, so it doesn't work quite the same, because there'll be a more optimal choice. But maybe if you got more rend, like if you got like rend 1 but damage 3 on the big club with like 10 attacks, and then it's like rend 4 rend 3 but damage 10 on the big smash, you're like, oh, do you know what, I just want to do the big smash. That'd probably still work. There's probably not a way to make it work make sense. But you're not wearing a dressing gown in work. Disappointing. Mick Wendell, I apologise. I do apologise. We the Gargant community, take our one headbutt attack and firmly bury our head in the sand to avoid the negativity. Yeah, yeah. I felt really rubbish about that review. Not because I didn't think I was right. And I still, even now, don't. It's got to suck. You're excited about something. Someone's like, this sucks. You're like, fuck you, man. Like, I want to be excited about something. I know. Maybe I don't need to be quite so realistic. I don't know. I said what I thought, and I'm going to keep doing that. Mogul, man, monsters in general have 1 damage attack. Makes no sense. I agree. It's also super weird based on their design philosophy. So Games Workshop's design philosophy, as I understand it, is they get the model in. This is what they've always told me, and it's what they told me when I was there as well. So they get the model in. So let's do this together. So I'll get this this fucking Custodes. There you go. You guys can see it there. Custodes dude is a dreadnought, right? So he's got a fuck off spear, right? That's massive. That's like twice as long as an actual Custodes. Okay, he's a big dreadnought. So this is the size comparison. He's like a big fella. Right, and he's just like ready to rock. So you look at that and you think, right, he's a dreadnought, so like toughness 7, maybe toughness 8, because he's like a special like custodies one. Those ones must be fucking special. Right? And then you're like, okay, he's probably got top armor save. And you like look at it and like you do it all in your head and you think, right, okay, that spear is like fucking nuts. And then like you look at it, that's how they do it. And then they go, okay, so let's give some special rules for that. Oh, I can see it's got a las cannon on as well. We'll give that a special rule, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And that's how they apparently, that's their design philosophy. Whereas with the Gargants, they looked at that club and they thought, damage two. That makes sense. Anyway, I don't want to keep talking about that. Gav over on Facebook says he's going to buy the models still, and I'm really happy for you, bud. And I hope they're great. Like, plus one hit units more than 10, and plus two for 20 plus models, and the damage carries over. That would be quite thematic. Yeah, that would be thematic. That's good. I like that. Plus one hit units for more than 10, and plus two for 20. Yes, as the damage carries over, yeah. I'm excited to be playing Robert 40k, clubbing that seal. What does this mean? Why all of a sudden am I rubbish at 40k? I've like played quite a few in 9th edition. I've done quite well. I beat Tom. Anyway, whatever. No, do. No, I'm glad you're enjoying the models, man. Like, get the models. If you want the models. I like all the conversions as well. I've always liked Tree Lord kits for doing conversions, Tree Lords, Tree Lord Ancients. I think they're super good because they're human-shaped, right? So you can do some super sweet conversions with that. Like, I guess you could do some amazing conversions with the Gargants, which I've seen a ton of, which I would be a little bit scared about cutting up a £120 model. Or I'm like, couldn't you find something else for £120 that could serve a purpose? But what? Not just for me. Vince's Gargants are going to be sweet. It's true. Everything Vince does is great. He is a wonderful, wonderful man in all the ways. tell you what, not painting particularly fast because I'm talking to you guys, but I've enjoyed it. Thanks very much for being here. We'll have a guest tomorrow. I don't know who yet. I'm going to spend today going and find a guest for tomorrow. It hurts my soul when I see people who slaughtered the Mortario model in name of a conversion. Oh, what, use the Mortario model in order to do a conversion? Yeah. I mean, that's a sweet model. I'm a big fan of the Mortario model, much more than Magnus. I still think Magnus is sweet, but a big fan of the Morty model. Big, big fan. Very excited for the Death Guard book. Like, hype. Death Guard were one of the Heresy armies that I owned. And I've still got some Heresy Marines. I've got the baby Morty from Forge World. Like, really into Heresy Death Guard, so very excited about new Death Guard for 40k and potentially being able to play them. And again, like I said at the top of the show, an army I should be able to put together super quick. I've already got most of those elements anyway, because some of you guys sent me some Plague Marines, which is super nice of you. I got some Mephitic Blight Haulers. Someone sent me a Morty, which is fucking unbelievably nice. But it was all painted up, so saved myself a job there. Does anyone ever think, just eBay all the shit-painted models. Not that it was shit-painted. I just want to reference that. eBay all the shit-painted models and just stick them all on the same base. And just be like, painted this army. Done. Because that's what I thought. Currently looking for Gargant Files to print, says Hawkeye. Yeah, I saw Hawkeye painted up. So that's Gabe, by the way, everyone, in case you're not. Hello, Lordwin. What up? He painted up a big rogue idol, which looked amazing. How long did it take? It took like 4 days to paint, to print. But it looked really good. Have I got any 30k Marines I'm willing to sell? Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. That is how I hobby. finished the Silent King yesterday. Painted or built Lordwin? Because that is a big model. That is a big model. Can I also say one of the things I'm really liking about the Necrons at the minute? And Lordwin, if you've done this, and anyone who's listening at home, I'm not upset that you've done it. One of the things that I guess I didn't love about the Necron kind of aesthetic before was the kind of sprayed silver, picked out detail. I think some of the more recent paint jobs I've seen have been far, far sexier and have like really brought the army to life, in my opinion. But again, I can absolutely, as I paint a sprayed gold dude, I can completely understand why you would end up painting doing that way, because it's a super quick method, really sensible, love it loads. So Mick Wendell says, hot take, Sons of Behemoth will shit on Daughters of Cain, apparently. So that's an interesting take, Mick. Are you not worried that Marathi will just stand there block everyone in, and then because she's faster than everyone, and then all of a sudden you get hit with like a ton of witch elves. Because I'd worry about that. But that's a hot take, and I'm letting it be said. Not painted yet. Took 9.5 days to print. Wow. 9.5 days to print one model is nuts. One 40k model. One giant monster. That's a rock gargant. So, it's not called a rock gargant. I'm sorry, everyone. Honestly, I feel really rubbish today. I can't think of... It's not called a bone grinder. It's not called that, because that's a giant. I'm not looking at the Twitch chat. I know you guys are going to help me. Just not going to do it. I need to know myself. It's 400 points. You make it run and fly. You throw it into the army. It went up 10 points for some reason, which was an issue. So I know all those things about it. I just can't recall its name. I'm sure I already said it today. I've got one. Fuck me. Come on. Pile of rocks. No. Go on, help me out. RR. No. It's just completely gone. Stone Idol. Thank you, Nick. Fuck. Oh my God, it's like letting out pee. That was awful. Rogue Idol of Gork. Which brings me to, I don't know if anyone else thinks this, and this is, so Rogue Idol is a model sold by Forge World, if you want to go check that out, but there are other versions to print on 3D printers, which talked about. The really important thing was when I see a Rogue Idol on the tabletop, I think of one of the funniest scenes in cinema ever. Absolutely ever. And it's from a film called Galaxy Quest. And if you haven't seen Galaxy Quest, the premise of it is that a bunch of actors who played... So imagine the actors who played the characters on the original Star Trek 30 years later are just kind of like has-beens, and, you know, they're doing like store openings or whatever. Then an actual alien race who's seen these like projections, the TV shows, and thought that they were like documentaries, have come to Earth, kidnapped them to help them defeat this bad guy. It's brilliant. It's just, what a movie. Now, there's a scene in it, and it is Sam Rockwell's in it, and Sam Rockwell's incredible, by the way. It's my favorite fucking scene of all time, and like, gets me. So there's a bit where it relates back to an original Star Trek, original series of TSO episode where Kirk is beamed down and he has to fight a Gorgon, a kind of green lizard dude, looks like a Saurus anyway, and he has to construct a bunch of weapons. This is what they're referencing. He has to construct a bunch of weapons out of like stuff he finds lying around to defeat the Gorgon, is the original one, right? However, in Galaxy Quest, the captain is beamed down to a planet, and then a rock monster appears, and it looks very much like the Rogue Idol, and tries to attack him, and then Sam Rockwell comes on the microphone and says, the funniest, Gorn, thank you everyone, it was a Gorn, says, the funniest thing ever, and he says, look around you, see if you can form some sort of primitive lathe, and it's such a specific Star Trek reference, it's like... It's very good. In my opinion, one of the best jokes maybe ever. Ever. Yeah, one of the best jokes ever. And if you haven't seen Galaxy Quest, I encourage you to go and watch that. And if you haven't seen it in a while, I encourage you to go see that. But thanks everyone for helping me. It's the Gorn who Captain Kirk fights against, who's obviously the best Star Trek captain. It's an important point that we'll bring up. And then, okay, it's time to tell that story. It's fucking great, though, if you haven't seen it. And Sam Rockwell's phenomenal in that. Alan Rickman's in it. It's just got a great cast. Great cast. Big fan of all of that film. What plastic cracky paint and taste? Some custodies to match the rest of my custodies force. I'm just painting up 6 bikers because I have them from when the game first came, or when the book first came out, and then I've never finished them off. So then I'll have 6 bikers. I'll have 20 on foot dudes and 3 dreadnoughts, which I think is a predominant 40k, well, a custodian's armor of Star. I don't think I'll have to buy much. I've also got Trajoran, I'm pretty certain, as a model somewhere, and I've got, don't have any of the vehicles anymore, which I'm okay with. And I'm just going to get them built, painted. Well, I'm going to get them painted. They're already built and semi-painted. I'm just get them tabletop ready. And then I'm going to blast some games out with them, which will be fun. Sigourney Weaver looks smashing it too. She does look smashing in it. Well done, John. Sigourney Weaver looks smashing today, is all I'm going to say. What do you think of the new Shadow Elves, Mr. Roll? Yeah, I like them. I like them. I generally am not too attracted to overly complicated models as like a personal aesthetic, because they are, as I've said, like, they're complicated to paint, and that generally puts me off. I also have never been overly attracted to the elven aesthetic, other than, I like, and I've said this on the show several times, I am a huge fan of, not Teclis, but the normal Venari elves, I am a big fan of. I think they look super sweet. I really like the Thralls as well from Eidneth as elven models. I think they look super fun. And I like them a bunch. But I really, really like the Venari. I think they look super cool. But the Shadow Elves, maybe I'm a little less excited by on a personal note. I think they're obviously beautiful. I think they're very, very pretty models. I really liked all of, like, you know, like the Splintered Fang and all the kind of Chaos Warcry Warbands that we saw earlier on last year. I think they're great. I think they've knocked it out of the park. Oh, my God. The Ogroid Mimrodon is a phenomenal model. It's heartbreaking. Like, you talk about Gargants, right? Like, at least the models are pretty, and I'm like, yeah, that's a fair point. But like, are we not talking Ogroid Mimrodon? That thing is just the one, right? He's just where it's at. That's all I want in my life. I just want him to be good, and he's not good. So that is. Like, not even close to good as well. Like proper trash. Like, useless war scroll. Just like, why do you exist? No wonder. I like the Scions? Scions? Scions of the Flame. They look mint. They do look really good. They look really, really pretty. But I probably wouldn't buy the Warcry box set. I wouldn't buy the Warcry box set. Because you're paying for a load of terrain, I don't think. But I think that the... and also, I painted up 27 Untamed Beasts. So three lots of nine of the Untamed Beasts. And the models are really good. Like, really, 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 really well done. Yes, the Corvus Cabal, a magnificent model range as well. Like, truly pretty. But again, like, they're just models that are a little bit too maybe complex for me, I guess. Maybe too, I don't know what the word is, natural. I quite like, you know, like the regiments sort of thing. Like, they've all got like some plate armor. I'm super excited about if they ever redo, like, you know, like humans. That would be baller. That'd be really fun. That or mules. More donkeys in the game. Hey, guys, I've done a bunch of red. Yay. And my paint's still wet. That's so clever. Well, anyway. Don't worry, Rob. My next project is an Uruk Warclans army. I'll be using Ogroid Mormodon as an Uruk Megaboss. Nice. Warcry Warbands will be my Ard Boys. Idea is a gritty gladiator army. Yes. Yes. Scions of the Flame. Thank you. The Samurai Lads. Cool. Bow Snakes. Want to try for the Worthless War Scroll as well? Bow Snakes do also want to... Do you guys want to do a useless War Scroll day? And we could pick our favourites. Oh boy. Like, what's your votes for the most worthless war scroll? I want to hear that in the chat. That's a fun the corn book. Mick, the corn book's all right, you know, like, not great, but better than Sunday Snark Day. Yeah, Saturday, Snark Day, let's do that. The old new Warhammer game will probably be just all manlings. I'm all right with that, I like manlings. Jabba Slythe is my pick. Lord Questa, yeah, top five bad rules in AOS, yes. Archeon isn't in the corn book. Razordons by comparison. I might do a clickbait video later tomorrow. I'm just going to be like, the five top worst rules in Age of Sigmar. And then I might just put priority roll like on the thumbnail and just share that around. And like the first part of it would be like, hello, if you're here to think I'm going to say the priority roll is bad, then you're an idiot. And you should leave a comment below on why I think you're an idiot. And then get on with five actual bad rules. Sylvaneth, shit War Scroll Wednesday could be fun. Razordons by comparison. Compared to what, Nick, is the question. Archeon isn't in the corn book. Night Quest even. The Sylvaneth or the Gobblepluser are wow. Oripa, I won't tell Nathan, but you know he's going to be upset. Fecula, Flyblown, and Wormspat, if that counts, just phoned in by copy-pasting Nurgle Sorcerer Spell. Agree with you, Prop Joe. What a great model, though. Wormspat and Fecula, Flyblown, that warband. I looked at that the other day, I was like, am I buying that? Am I buying that? Are we getting this? Yetis. The Mortars and Soul Reaper is particularly bad. Also, the guy in the box is also rubbish, whatever that guy was called. Worst five rules, and actually it's breakdown of the worst measuring device. Leave a comment telling me why you're wrong and an idiot about priority rolls should be your sign off every episode. Okay, I'll take that. Yeah, got to be Mournfang Cav. Mournfang Cav are good. They won an event recently, Dan. A block of six, Boulderhead, Stonehorns. Block of six, Mournfang Cav did really well. Volt Mortian, he sucks. Let's be real. Croaky is too expensive. That's a good point. It's only clickbait if you don't directly address the topic show. Oh, okay. Thank you. I don't actually. Thanks, Frothy Cat. Frothy Cat. You're in the login screen and you're like, I'm like a cat, but I'm also quite frothy. Like. Or like, are you like in the Frothy Cat Liberation Team? I need to know. That's the one. Mine don't work. Dan, it's your 40k player. Just deal with it. Like, it's you're okay. It's okay. It's all right, buddy. You got this. Is it shit War Scrolls or shit for their points? I think shit War Scrolls is like, that's one of the fundamental things that I know that we talk about on the show, and I'm sure other people talk about, but like we definitely talk about on the show, is that the functionality of something is really important until you change its points. Like, everyone keeps talking about Eels, and it's like, it's the most effective War Scroll ever. Like, it's got the most utility on its War Scroll. But it's like, it's no fucking points. Like, the points have rarely, like, the points I think have gone up in 40, they've gone up 40 points in maybe 3 years. But they should have always been 200. Like, how do you compare Skyfires and Eels, and they're not already 200 points each? And then Kurnoth Hunters are there just like, am I a joke to you? Kurnoth Hunters are, like, if you take Eels and Kurnoth Hunters, I would like to individually throw one of each at the rules team. That's not fair. But I would at least like to sit them down over a cup of coffee and say, look, lads, these are three Kurnoth Hunters, and these are three Morsar Guard. Do you understand why they're different and why these should cost more than the Kurnoth Hunters? And they'll be like, no, Rob, I don't understand. Okay, let's take you through it. Like, and then I don't know what we would do at that point. They'd be like, oh, that seems fine to me. That seems fine to me. I'm like, well, these guys have to cast a spell to teleport. You see, these guys can just start the ball. And these guys move 14 inches and these move 5. It's like, yeah, but. Anyway. Yeah, and Mick Wendell points out the Thunder Tusk War Scroll. There are some War Scrolls that are functionally bad. Functionally bad, and then just points efficient, and deciding the difference between the two. Like, for instance, what are they, 130 now? Salamanders. They got 50 points, so they went up. No, they're 110, aren't they? So it's 330 for three. So 110. So they went up 30 points. So they went up 40%, and they're still brilliant. Like, how do they not get that? Like, how do they not get that? Like, it's just a brilliant War Scroll. Brilliant War Scroll. 9 ablative wounds before you affect the output. To be fair, the eel pricing makes up for the island pricing. Yeah, that's. I guess that's fine. That could be my series. I just put down three Kurnoth Hunters and three eels, and that's my video series. And let's go. Corporate wants us to identify the differences between these two. It's like they're different but the same. So there, Mick, look after yourself. Please stay well. Love the little one. Wow, what time is it? Oh, I've been yammering on for ages. It's home time. which is nice. I love talking to you guys. It's just because I'm hobbying and yammering away. Podcast guys, if this sucks, please let me know. Of course. Yeah. Anyone got any questions before I head out? My paint's just... The paint's just dry for wet forever. It just never dries. What are you meant to do? Like, do I just leave it? Do I leave it there forever? It's pretty exciting. Just saying. Pretty fun. And I've done, as you guys can see, started to improve the Golden Boys. Here's their bikes that they'll be riding a rune on. And then those guns, they just fire like a billion bullets. This will be a fun little army to paint. Just close it in, you can continue painting later. Holy shit. We are living in the future. So I have to check your Discord messages. Okay, sir, I will. Cover it and use it next time. Oh, well, I guess I will. I guess I will. Although I don't plan on doing this very often, but maybe we'll do this every Wednesday. This was super fun. I had a really lovely time. Thanks, everyone, so much for joining me today. Don't you like tech lessons? Don't like how he looks. TBH, if that's okay. Can I say that? I really like the old High Elf book. Like the fucking ruins. I like swords with runes on. That magic. More of that would be cool. Definitely a refreshing chat as the words continue to be shit. Listen, my favourite war scroll. Oh. Okay, let's end on the positive. Let's end on a positive. What is my favourite? Oh, can I just say thank you to Mavnav for subscribing as well. Marcus Rock, you rock. Mick Wendell, also thanks for subscribing. And Fluxy, thank you so much for subscribing. Dat.com, all you guys for subscribing today and everyone who joined Patreon. Favorite war scroll. I thought about this the other day. We did all the favorite rules the other day, didn't we? Favorite war scroll. Doomwheel is a good shout. Doomwheel might be up there. It's pretty fun. It's fun for everyone as well. Like, it's just fun and random and weird, isn't it? I like the Black Coach model. Not the Black Coach war scroll. That's sad. Doomwheel's good. It's a good choice. I'm trying to think what else I've liked. My favourite war scroll of all time is either... I'm just going to go for my favourite of all time. I'm going to cheat. Is either the Skink... Well, the Skink Star Seer, the guy who's on the throne. He was my favourite because of his reroll spell. That was my favourite. Yes, Chris, I have absolutely got several. But probably Wrathmongers. I think Wrathmongers were a super fun war scroll. Super, super, super on point. Really themey, made loads of sense, an absolute travesty that like they got rid of it. Really fun. And if you don't know what it did, basically, if a model died within, so a unit of five Wrathmongers, and you can take more than five, but basically, if a unit died within range of, like, if you killed a Wrathmonger, sorry, and when it was within 2 inches of a model, then you could take over that model, or a model within 2 inches, and then you could use its attack profile, which was cool. So if a monster went in and it killed all the Wrathmongers, you could still only use the model, you could only use the monster once to attack itself or attack a fellow unit. But it just created, this like zone, especially against monsters, or like a super buffed up like unit. Like eels are hilarious attacking Wrathmongers because they attack them and then they kill themselves, which is just hilarious. And also they had a 5-up save. So, and they were 3 wounds each, which, while not unique, was quite interesting, you know, kind of like that Blight King area where they had that survivability a bit, which was fun, but they also were like, if you had any kind of like half-arse shooting, you could just start picking them away, which you had to do at range, because if you got into them, you were just brilliantly written war scroll. Like, it was brilliant, like all of the elements, like up to the, and they also were movement 5. So all of those elements, the fact that they were slow was good, because if they were fast, it would be abusive. The fact that they were unsurvivable against shooting was good, because again, if you could get them in the right place, they were great. Really fun, and everyone just had a good time, and it's like a proper shame. And now they are nothing burgers. they're like dry white toast. They're like boring AF. And that's super sad. But that's my favorite war scroll. I'd love to see something like that come back. I just like Wrathmongers to get the same ability back. Literally. Just do that. Let's go out. Thanks, Henry Mendez. Love to you. Right, we're going to go. We're going to go, everyone. Where are we? Everyone look after yourselves. Stay healthy. If you are feeling rubbish, like Dan was saying in the chat, always reach out to someone. I'll be here again tomorrow at 12 o'clock. You can always tune in all the time. Say hi. It'd be love talking to you, whatever it might be. Just whatever. If you ever need to reach out, do. We got Discord. You can join that. And yeah, just join the chat, because chat, you guys, Honest Wargamer chat, couldn't appreciate you more. Wherever you're watching from, look after yourselves. And also, don't forget, leave in the comments below why you don't like the priority role and why you're super fucking wrong. And